Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We start in Gaza, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are fleeing Israeli advances in the north and south of the Strip. The army has divided the Strip through the so-called Netzarim corridor, which it controls. So let's start with the situation in the north. Israeli soldiers and tanks have advanced further into the Jabalia refugee camp, and they are engaged in fierce battles with Palestinian fighters. Airstrikes in the area are supporting the ground operation, forcing tens of thousands of people to flee. But escaping south is not an option. There is an Israeli buffer zone that prevents this, so most are now fleeing west. Now, in southern Gaza, doctors at the Kuwait Hospital in Rafah have received calls from the Israeli military ordering them to evacuate the hospital. Meanwhile, Palestinians are still escaping from Rafah, going towards Deir al-Balah in the center and to al-Mawasi area. At least 360,000 people have been displaced in this latest fighting. 13-year-old displaced Palestinian Nadine Abdullatif says that she's been traumatized by being repeatedly forced to flee the fighting. She spoke to our correspondent Tariq Abu Azoum in Deir al-Balah. This is what she had to say.
First of all, my name is Nadine. I'm 13 years old, and I was a refugee from many places, not only from Rafah, from many places, from Gaza to al-Nusra to al-Rafah. We have been more traumatized from this experience.
Israel is marking its Memorial Day in the shadow of its devastating war on Gaza. That is families of Israeli soldiers booing the far-right security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir as he arrived at a cemetery in Ashdod. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government is facing protests for its handling of the war. Remember that Memorial Day is used to memorialize soldiers who have been killed in battle. A key witness is set to take the stand in the criminal trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Michael Cohen is Trump's former personal attorney, sometimes referred to as his fixer. He's expected to testify about his role in arranging hush money payments on Trump's behalf, including to porn star Stormy Daniels. Well, Trump has denied the allegations.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI, and I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.